Blog Talk Radio.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Shalom, Brother Water, you on with us?
Yes, sir. Did you get Cole?
Yeah, he's on also.
Yes, sir.
He's on
Shalom, Alafia, Odabo, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom Aleikum.
Hey, Kabbalah Rango, Yap Ya.
Bangam.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oba, Oba, Oda.
We're going to have fun, man. Brother Drew. I just heard on TV that what's today's date?
21st.
The 21st. I have to do the. I ain't did the numbers on it, but they are making a 50-cent piece and putting Donald Trump's head on it, a coin, a minute coin. They selling them for $10. They urge you to buy this coin. They're gonna sell it for 100 days, and this coin will be a historical coin later on for your children. But he's the first king. See, they had you to read Psalms 21. They read Psalms 21 at the inauguration yesterday, and Psalms 21 is the same as 2 Samuel chapter 7. You have to read all of that to understand what. See, they talking to you through this knowledge of what we finna go through. What Masons is we dealing with? What people, what ancient people are we dealing with? We are dealing with ancient people and their belief. And you saw them come out yesterday and how you can destroy them. All of y'all Negroes that was watching TV, the young ones have blonde hair and milky white skin. The old ones have gray silver hair and milky white skin. This is this reptilian. This is the serpent people. This is the Obadite people. This is the purebred. This is what they call blue blood. This is what David Icke called was the purebred shift shakers. This is the purebred that live here in America. This people. Now, the Bible has 66 books in it. And the Bible tell you over and over and over, don't go in the ways of the people of the 3 6s. Well, we ain't quite understanding. They tell you about the serpent and all of this stuff. The Bible, according to them, man and beast has the number 6. And Cole brought it to my attention that when they swore the, see, if the man's number is 6, and you standing there with that Bible in your hand, it's 66 books. That's the 3 6s. Man have been made to believe this book was the truth, which it came out in 1881. And ain't nothing but goddamn William Shakespeare tunes. Bible, he got his ass killed for 1523. But that ain't what the church teaches. When you own that book, Cole, I remember, I forgot what Grandpa taught me, but when you asked me that, when you open the book, if you lay it in one hand, it looked like bird's wings. Okay. Now, they swore in the vice president like that. When that book is closed, that's esoteric knowledge. But it's still 66 because a man got it holding 66 books in his hand, closed, meaning that the Masonic order, you know, has keys. So this is one of the keys that you had to unlock. This key here, this key right here was closed. The president was closed knowledge. But the vice president, it's open knowledge, meaning that he's the speaker for whatever, who in charge. And here's what we know, Cole. When we study ancient serpent laws like we're going to study, they had a language. And see, this is why the King James Bible was called a forbidden Bible, because it was wrote in what they call a backwards language. It was everything with these people backwards. Our education, everything is backwards from the teaching of Yah, because they believe backwards from the teaching of Yah, and we've been put up under their system. But how the hell we know in 2017 it's their system? Because this is the only language read from left to right. The serpent people school of thought was always left to right. All other nations of people, colored people, read from right to left. So you can't tell me we ain't dealing with the same people, because we first start with the language, the sign, the symbols, and the numbers. The signs, the symbols, and numbers is made with the compass and the square. Well, the compass and the square was the same geometrical instrument that the people of Yah had. That was our first instrument. And then we have to know the difference between mankind. We can have all of that. But the Gnostics had a sect of people back in Greek called Ophites, the serpent worshiper. Everything, all of their signs and symbols is a serpent. What the hell is the sign and symbol of medicine? You see, so we know Ain't nobody can come up and tell us that we lying, Cole, because ain't we up under that goddamn system? Because we definitely is. So what we gonna do, Cole, is, and another thing that I'm gonna let you expound on and explain to these people, every nation of people had an oracle in that damn church. They did the oracles. They do the oracles. They do the ancient serpent worshippers' oracles there. And I'm going to let Cole talk to you on, let you understand that everything yesterday was done on the oracle in a certain system of the ancient serpent. So we know who we're dealing with. But I put it like this. The serpent, Cole, that's the United States, have been forgiven because this was the last grand jubilee, the last one. Ain't no more after this one. By God's people, the Zionist Jew, Rothschild. I push it just like that. This here, what we seen yesterday, and that ceremony that we're going to go through the ceremony, we're going to have time to go through that and what they was on the signs and symbols that they was doing and everything, because see, their signs, see, this knowledge has signs, symbols, numbers, and colors. Very important about the colors, because they don't wear the hoods that they wear in secrecy. Because in secrecy, you wear a hood. When you in ancient serpent lodge, you wear a hood. You hooded, but out in public, they wear neckties. That tie, the color of that tie, ties you to what clan you represent and coming from. And if you noticed yesterday, Bush, Clinton, and Obama had purplish black ties on. But Donald Trump, he was the only one that had his tie where you could see. Cole, he had one of them old 1940 ties on, a big red tie with the big beard almost halfway down his leg, past his butt. A red one, signifying who he was. He's the big dick, as they would say. You know, he's there. But he's the appointed president. He wasn't the elected president. And from now on, we're going to have an appointed president. When he told you yesterday, the first thing they read was Thomas Jefferson's letter. Thomas Jefferson said everybody was federal. And when the states came in wanting to have state constitution, Thomas Jefferson told them everything is federal. When he went out of office, the states got their own constitution. And they supposed to be up under federal guidelines, but the states is fucking renegades now. They done broke all of that. So what is going to happen is, Donald Trump told you yesterday, we are going back to a constitution of the forefathers, meaning it ain't going to be but one constitution. Now, when you take the state constitutions away, you take away the political parties. The Democrat, the Republicans, when all this bullshit they got, and everybody is ruled by the federal. You come up under the federal executive order 1102, which is the last executive order that ain't been put in place, Cole, and you already know, is the mobilization of the workforce of America. The only way you can mobilize them, you have to mobilize them up under what? A one constitution. And we finna come to that. It ain't a damn thing that you can do about it. If you getting paid by the government, you safe. But if your ass ain't getting paid by the government or got a government contract, you finna be put on a damn P-form because you're going to have credits and for your debit card. And your credits is your work. And you might as well get with that. But we know that we had to come out and do something because these Zionist Jews wrote in the book that if we follow in orders of the book, Cole, they told our ass to do something, and we ain't did it yet. Because they gave us orders, just like, goddamn it, they told us what they were going to do to this white boy, this reptilian, and make him bow down to him, just when the serpent bow down to Yah. Because, see, the serpent people, the Gnostic, believe that the snake came to mankind and give him knowledge, because Yah, the people that believed in Yah, the first, the original people down here, said that they didn't love nobody but Yah, and Yah was a jealous God. So the Gnostics put in that the snake was the high God and not Yah, the teaching of Yah. That school of thought. We're dealing with schools of thought. And the people rebelled, and the first people rebelled with Shem's people in the Eastern Hemisphere. They created a god called, a religion called Hinduism, which is the oldest religion. At 2500 BC, the Yehudas came out of that and started back Yahwehism up under Yehudaism, and out of Yehudaism, the tribes of Yehuda started farting around with Hinduism, Shem people, God, and that's when they became Judah and Israel and all the way down like that. But these tribes, that we can trace high, all we have to do is go in a chronological order, and that's what we have done in our study. We go into who was the first one, who was the second one, who broke away from the second one, started the third one. See, when you farting with me, you got to tell me in that order, because if you don't know that order, I know that order in all four damn hemispheres. So when we get to breaking this down, this is where our comes bullshit conversation. Documentation beat all bullshit conversation. So I'm going to let my brother, let's teach him a little bit, go about the articles, and just do what you want to do. Because we already know what system that we've been put under, and I hip them next week to and bring it straight down, but I want you to say something since we don't get to hear your voice, but there were nine men. All right?
So you got it. Okay, thank you, Brother DeWalt, to all my brothers and sisters out there in the Block Talk Radio land. Let me invite you, first of all, because I know we won't have enough time to get in depth into the subject matter before us. Let me invite you to follow DeWalt and I on our internet radio station, which is on Facebook. You can go to Facebook, it says Tallulah Let's Talk, Facebook. You can click on the link. It's going to be ABBE101, Listen to My Radio. com. Click on the link and you'll be able to follow us. We have our own radio network, comes on Sunday night, and we can talk as long as we want to. So I'll give you that connection once again, or just go to that Facebook page, Tallulah Let's Talk. We'll announce when we're going online. Just click on the link, and if you have an Android, or if you have iPhone, or you can just tune into the radio station anywhere in the world where you are. But back to the subject matter at hand. First of all, Mr. Donald Trump, that is not his name. Their original name is Dump, D-R-U-M-P-F-F. That's the original name of the family, okay? They are from German ancestry and Swedish ancestry, which makes them of a Norse composition. Donald Trump's dad, their name was Dump. And they came out of a small village out of Germany, so he's German. Okay, and Swedish. So that means this man has a dual ancestry. They were part of the Reformed Church when they came to America. They were first Lutherans, I believe it was, and they came to America. They became members of the this religious affiliation. They became of the Reformed Church. They started out of the Trump family was Lutheran members of the Evangelical Church of the over there where he come from. They later became members of the Reformed Church of America. Now, Reform, that's what you want to look at. But let's deal with this man historically. He raised hell about Mr. President Barack Obama's birth certificate. What about his history, his birth record, his information? Okay, let's see something. If you notice at the inauguration address, even though the Mormon said they weren't going to attend the inauguration, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir was there, and they had on the Scottish resemblance of the red, white, and black Scottish attire that you wear in your kilt. Right, had the damn bagpipes playing. But what got my attention was when Trump quoted 1 Timothy 2:2. Now, DeWalt talked about Psalm, but he also quoted 1 Timothy 2:2. It says, "For the kings and for all of those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty." Damn. 1 Timothy 2:2. But then as we looked into the thing, and as I watched the signs and symbols, did you watch Trump's right hand? He talks with his mouth in the symbol of the O, but his hand talks another language. Did you notice that? He kept throwing up the circle and the three fingers, the L, the I, and then back to the horn, back to the L, the I. Then you throw the left hand up, you show your four fingers. You got to watch those signs and symbols. I don't want to get to deal like my brother Dewar about the serpents. Let me keep it layman's turn. So as I watched them perform the ceremony, I noticed that the vice president, he took the oath of office on an open book. An open book, whether it was a Bible or what, we don't know, but it was an open book. And the black man, what's his name? Thomas, what's his name? Peace, Justice Thomas, whatever his name is, you know. He sworn the vice president. When it came to President Trump, you could clearly see they had his hand on a closed book that said, Holy Bible.
Now, and it wasn't the King, it wasn't the King James Bible either.
It's Holy Bible, blank. No, they say King James, it was a holy book. That could be any holy book, because in the Greek, the word Biblos is the word book. So the word holy, so I'm looking at what he's doing. Then the rain started. Wait a minute. Hold up. After that, he said a few things. Then my mind ran to who are the Norse people? We're talking about a people that worship a god named Odin. Oh, hell. What we got? We got something going on here. So who is Odin? Odin is the god of war and death. Wait a minute. He said we're going to have cottage. He jumped on both the Republican and Democrat Party in his speech. He said they had never heard that done before. This man did everything was unheard of. Okay? So what are these signs to us? He told the Republican and Democrat, you really don't give a damn about none of them because you done failed America. Well, let's see. But soon, within an hour after doing that, he's going back, repealing the mortgage thing, and they're working on the Obama, repealing Obamacare. Like DeWall was saying. So when I heard that and talking to my brother DeWall, I went to protocol number 11 of the book called The Land Elders of Zion. And in protocol 11, it says, the program of a new constitution containing details of the proper revolution, the goings, a pack of sheep, secret, mercenary, and it shows the lodging. The state council has been, as it was, emphatically expressed of the authority of the ruler. So what are we up against, people? Now they were celebrating in Russia about this man getting in office. Throw a big party over there in Moscow. China propping himself up saying, well, let's see what's going to happen. So what will the next 100 days going to say a lot? Will we be at war in the next 100 days? What are we facing with? And we as black people in this land called America that they created. Now, remember, the land that you call America is and still our land. They just renamed it in 1776. There was no place called America land-wise until 1776. Is that right or wrong?
Right.
So that means that they stole some land.
But when they cleared some over, they call it the New World.
Yeah, I know, but our ancestors called it Turtle Island. I used to call this place Turtle Island because it looked like a turtle from the sky. They called the New World to them, but it wasn't new to us. All right? But back to what we were saying. So they renamed this land, and as most of them do, when they come in, they change the name of the place in order to try to claim ownership. I'm not going to delve in that too deep, but let's talk about this man, Mr. Trump Dump. What does that man's name mean? Look it up. What the word D-U-M-P-S means versus the word T-R-U-M-P? No, look at the definition of the etymology of the word. This tells you something about the man. So we look at this and say, what does it mean to us? He's setting forth, as the law said, a new form of government. He is working on what we call and you'll find the word oligarchy. Or you've met the word oligarchy. Senator, with the name Bernie Sanders said, we're facing an oligarchy type of government. All your big money folks are in position. Everything that was against, they're over it. So what kind of message is that sending to us? He called it an oligarchy, and the word oligarchy, y'all need to look it up if y'all ain't familiar with it. He says we're faced with an oligarchy type government. One guy called it polocrat, plutocrat, P-L-U-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Now, so we don't have a democratic form of government. And the word you want to look up is O-L-I-G-A-R-C-H-S. Or C-H-Y, either way it goes. Look it up. So that's what we face with now in this society. He says, this is an oligarchy and not a democracy. Bernie Sanders said that, and you can get that on my Do Let's Talk Facebook page. This is worse than an oxymoron, and it's not a tall tale. This is what we're faced up against. So as Brother Wall is saying, we've got to start looking at the signs and symbols and watch the key words that the man is using when he's talking. How do we fit in? Why did he call in Steve Harvey? Why you got a different athletes and different rappers being called in to meet with this man? What's a big fight promoter's name? That O'Don King and all of them. What did Malcolm say in 1964 about all people meeting with these white dignitaries? He said, you sat down for coffee. What's in the coffee? Because you leave there like a zombie. Did y'all see my boy Steve's face when he came down the hall in Trump Tower? Yeah, like a child been scolded. All right, ain't going to bother them. I'm going to leave that alone. They don't even call me saying nothing to me, because I'll be like D.L. Hughley. You know what D.L. said. But back to the problem be at hand. So how is this going to affect us as a people? They're in the process of now of starting a new form of so-called government. As DeWan said, I got to check it out, but I'll take a bullet and pile it off of it. If they are calling this day, this quick a coin with this man's head on it, what do they do for Caesar? What do they do for the rest of them?
He tell you he's the king.
And he just said that, he just read in 1 Timothy 2 and 2, for the kings and for all of those in authority. So he told you something.
Read Psalms 21.
So when
it's
I go to Psalms 21,
it's right on with the king.
See, they're using the Bible, boy, I'm telling you the truth. The one you got thing going to say, why I go get to Psalm 21?
Yeah, Psalms 21 says starts off with the king.
Okay,
protocol number 11.
You go out. Yeah, that's what I want.
Program for the new constitution. They tell you it ain't no new to constitution. We going back to the originatution of federal. See, the federal was the first. Well, what happened to the federal? Some people broke away and started a Democrat Republic Party, both of them. And then they broke away and started Democrat and Republican. And then some people broke away and called themselves anti-Masons, because they accused the federal party of being Masons. And that's where the political part, but they could only do that up under the state constitution. The federal constitution, that's what the anti-Masons party was about, was that they had to follow whatever these people, the federal, said the states had to abide by. The states say they didn't feel like they had to abide by it. That we all come together in the time of war. Each state had their own military. Each state had their own government. Their own everything.
Well, a lot of people understand, but the war that, and we'll go back, what was George Washington? He was a Federalist.
Right.
He told George Washington he would not support the Federalist movement.
Yeah, and he told you yesterday in his speech you were going back to the Constitution of the forefathers.
And that's
he made that clear. And another thing, Cole, why did they say the prayer out of the Book of Wisdom? That's older than the book. That's older than the book.
And they ain't King James.
They took that book out of the Bible.
That's not in the 66. That's in the
80s. That's one of the apostles' books. They took it out of the Bible. Why did they read the prayer? The first prayer that they prayed, they say we are praying out of the Book of Wisdom. I busted down and started laughing. The radio announcers say we got a sign from God that it with the rain. Well, what?
Who's the God of the rain?
They said it on TV. That's when I busted down
and started laughing. I went and looked it up, and that's Odin. That's
the
thing you deal with them, you know.
They read the prayer out of Odom, but they kept the whole ceremony in the Opadite, the ancient serpent ceremony. See, they was up on the signs, symbols, numbers, and colors of the ancient serpent lord, and this is when the people of God showed the whole world how they had brought the serpent lords to their knees. And
well, what people don't realize, the word God is a generic term, and anybody use it, you need to ask the question, what God are you talking about? Because there are many gods in the world.
Right.
Just saying God does not identify personal pronoun or deity that you're dealing with. Just look around. Every nation and tribe have their own God and their own deity that they recognize, be it a local deity, be it a family deity, or be it state or national, or whatever. Because many of the so-called deities that we have in the world not being a local deity before it became a national deity. See what I'm saying? So don't just tell me God. Tell me what God you talking about. Cause I want you praying. Your God may be image to my God. I want you praying to your God against for me. See? So you say God, everybody get excited. You need to practice the 5 W and the 1 H. And ask them, what God are you talking about? What's the name? What's the captain? Where did he come from? So a lot of folks don't know this book. Said God, the God in the Bible, came in Tema. And that's in Habakkuk 3:3.
Right.
So who's this God that Donald Trump said, God bless America? Did he say yesterday? And everybody thought he was talking about the God of the Bible. He was talking about Odin. O-D-I-N, the Norse God.
Yep.
His mother is Scottish, his dad is German.
Right.
Now my question now, so quit tipping on this word G-O-D. And as you talked earlier about the planet, about the dogs and the cats, bring that through now, DeWall.
Raining down dogs and cats. Well, that's an old saying. The sky is raining down dogs and cats. Well, dogs and cats have familiar spirits, according to the medieval. And see, that's another thing, Cole. Medieval time and period, the history goes from the 4th century to the 15th century. This is when the establishment of these beliefs of the church, the present-day Christian time, this is what caused all the breakaway. This history from the 4th century to fall of Rome to the 15th century to the Protestant Reformation of the church, reforming of the church, that history goes a middle of evil. They was in the churches was changing so many different beliefs. They call it the medieval part. But a dog signifies in the Druid of Odin, the dog was the messenger of the sky god.
Odin. That's the reason the dog is a man's best friend.
According to them, the cats, he
had the power to make rain. He was a great spirit. That's female. But the dog was the messenger of the sky god, Odin. The cat represented rain, the dog, the wind. The storm god, the god that sent them a sign today, was the goddess Nagu, N-A-G-U, the serpent god of ancient Hinduism. See, all of this stuff is Mithraism, and that's the same as Hinduism. See, all the worships of God, all the way from every religion today, it's got Hinduism in it. You don't know it. You believe in the serpent. You believe in Nagu, the serpent god. The serpent people, that was a race of people, according to the Hindus, that mixed their seed with the serpent. And they became serpents by taking the venom and reprogramming down their DNA. They could shift into it. They made movies back in the 50s, the Cobra Lady and the Snake Lady, the Snake Man. They down in Louisiana, they made a movie of these people, and then they showed you how these people became that, like Dracula, Draco. Those was tribes of people, the E's, the L's, the Gargolians, which we call mythology. There ain't no damn mythology. That shit happened, was real at the time period in this Germanic race of people's history. The Jews told the stories. The Jews didn't lie on his cousin. See, I tell anybody that when you study the history of the three hemispheres, the southern hemisphere, the northern hemisphere, and the eastern hemisphere, all three of them hemispheres say that the chosen people of God is a Jew. But what Jew is that is a Zionist Jew. It ain't these other damn Jews. The Zionist Jew wrote the history of his cousins, they cousins, Magog, Gog, and Tubal. And that's what he told you, that these were the devil. They had the backwards teaching, the opposite teaching, the whole Bible tell you, don't go in the ways of the Gentile. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. The Bible, the Quran, every religious book will tell you, don't go in the ways of the albino man. These are Cana's children that you're messing with. These are the reptilians. These are the people. These were once colored people like us, but they mixed their seed with the Martians, which came from the fourth planet and invaded the people here in Earth, and they invaded in the north hemisphere with the Caucasus Mountain to Japheth's children. You find Japheth's children in the 10th chapter of Genesis. Bred with them, and they became what was known as a subhuman Neanderthal. That's his goddamn history. That he, all the way, 50,000 years of his history up until the days of Macedonia. The days of Alexander, he became civilized, he said, but he's a barbarian now, and because of his belief. And he is backwards, which is opposite teaching of the ways of Yahweh, is what we have today. And those are facts. We didn't write the story. The Jews wrote the story. Me and you just know the story.
If I may interject, I'll overstand what we're saying, but all I ask you to do is go do the research. Don't take things at face value. Always, as a matter of fact, don't believe nothing we're saying. Go do the research. Don't believe a dadgum thing that the one I just said. I challenge you to go do the research, do the ethnology, do the linguistics, do the chronology, do the everything it takes. You'll find out that what we're saying is right on point. I have a problem with a lot of people, and they get mad at me when I ask them, what is the name of God you're talking about? Because we might be enemies. You know what I mean? Because we're the same color skin, don't make us be kin. So Trump said the other day that he said black, white, blue, black, white, and something else, and brown, we all bleed the same blood, made by the same God. No, the hell we ain't. No, the hell we ain't, because if that's the case, so you're talking about a bovine who has 80 different blood types. and I don't think I'm a bovine. You see what I mean? And you get that book, that from the student packet for you that Noah was a bovine. You know, so you're talking back to Adam and Eve in the Noah bloodline, you're talking about a people of a bovine species. You understand?
Tell them what a bovine is, Cole.
Bovine is a cow. A bull. And who is the bull representative of? Okay. Do the research. Now, we eat a lot of bovine. I guess we eat enough and we become bovine, I guess. Because we stopped being breath of chain. We became food of chain. From that, we became, what do you call it? From breath of chain, food of chain, vegetarian. Now, we're carnivores. That means we're a little big too. But anyway, back to subject matter. Mr. Donald Dump Trump. That's his name. His name is Donald Dump. The other word, Trump, is look it out. That's the name they changed the name to when they came to America. What was he running from when he left Ireland, Scotland, Germany? What were they running from? They were fugitives. What was his daddy running from? Good question. I don't hear nobody. What was the Dump family running from when they left Germany and Switzerland after the daddy married a Swedish woman and their name was no longer Dump, D-U-M-P-F. And changed his name to TREMP when he got to America. Talking about President Barack Obama's name, Trump is not your real name. Your origin name is Dump. Look it up. Historically, his family name is, or you can Wikipedia it, okay, how you want to do it. But their family name, the Trump family name, they were called Dump. And you can find that. DRUMPF, or DRUMPFF, DRUMB. On down the line, and it talks about the surname of the Trump family. Just look it up.
Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Let me improvise something here.
Go right ahead.
The temples, the Knights Temple, the Knights Temples. This is what we're dealing with. This is Magog.
Okay.
He's a Knight Temple. See, Magog is America. Gog is Russia, and these two brothers is feuding a little bit right now. But these two, the brother that left out of here wasn't one of his brothers. Barack wasn't one of his brothers. See, one of his brothers is there now, and they've been in compromise with each other. This is Gog and Magog. This is how the Bible read it. Let's be reading it like the Bible. Each one of these have what they call a shield. The Knights Templar have a shield. You know, they have a family shield.
Duane, hold on a minute. I just ran across something. Did you not know that the Trump family is tied into the Hot ketchup company?
Right.
The family, they have family ties.
I'll be doggone.
Yeah, see. So, I'm going down the family tree.
Right,
name, you
see,
Johann Philip Dropp, 1667 to 1701, Mary Julia Maria some Roston, and goes down the line. It's a bunch of funny names, but I found out that H-E-I-N, is that Hans or Hines? H-E-I-N-N-Z, Hines? They go.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he got a great parent named Katrina Trump, You need to just look into this man's family tree. And then you got to understand where his biology comes from.
You see her. See, these are bloodlines. When we did our program a long time ago, I told y'all about these bloodlines. You dealing
now,
with
did,
the
did
bloodline.
Did you not know that Donald Trump is the 19th cousin to Hillary Clinton? Because
well, look at his birthday, Cole. And look at, see, the 45th president was the last president. 4 and 5 is 9.
4 and 5 is 9, that's right. And 9 don't change.
And see, it came on the last grand jubilee year. That's on the 7th, every 70 years. The last grand, that's on the 7th. It came on the 7th. So, I mean, mathematically speaking, I can speak it mathematically. If you know what I'm talking about,
this stuff got the number. Just like yesterday, everything, I sit down and go and put down the term. They ain't missing our damn number, boy. I put out a time when each one of them spoke, when they marched in. And check this out, Cole.
Mm-hmm.
The drive for the vice president and Trump was 1.8 miles. That's
one,
nine.
That's on the number nine.
That's on the nine. And check this out. They started it at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the number 8, 1 degree above perfect. The number 9 is you. The number 10 is Yah. They one-on-one with Yah. 12 is complete. At 12 o'clock, he was through with his speech. But he started his speech at the vice president started his at 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
That's one-on-one. And started his speech. Let's see, swearing in 11:45. Trump started his at 11:50. He started his speech, and at 12 o'clock he was through.
Yeah, he said it was a short one.
Yeah, at 12 o'clock he was finished.
But check this out, DeWar. He goes in at 39% approval rating.
It was
he has a 39%, one of the lowest in the history of a president going into office. He's got a 39% approval rating.
I mean, see, they giving you all these signs, Cole, where you ought to know that things ain't like it used to be. This man is not the elected president. He was appointed by somebody that you don't know nothing about, the Electoral College. Why was the Electoral College put in place, and for what reason? The federal put the Electoral College in place because here's what the federal feel about you in the states. They say that you are ignorant, the citizens of the states is ignorant when it comes to getting a leader and running a company. See, they are a company. They say you ignorant because you vote on partisanship through a Democratic and a Republic through political parties, and that you don't put the qualified person in there. You put party lights, and then you became lobbyists, and you became corrupt and crooked. That's what he's talking about. All the politicians was corrupt and crooked, and all of these have been politicians or military men that has been presidents of the United States. And you can trace every last one of them. When Bill Clinton went into office, Cole, it wasn't but 9 people in Congress, both representatives and senators, that was millionaires. When Bill Clinton came out of office, every last one of them that sit in Congress, and not only millionaires, they hidden at the they billionaires, threatening their goddamn trillionaires. That's the reason they got a secret society called Forum. They call them the Forum 400 to try to hide it, but the goddamn Forum go all the way back to Rome, had a Forum, goddamn, the senators had a Forum of the richest people in Rome. Well, the Forum 400 is the richest people in the world. They goddamn CEOs and businessmen, and that's who Trump represents. Where is Trump in the Forum 400? What's his number? I would like to know what's his number, where his rank is in the Forum 400. It'll tell you a whole lot. His number will tell you a whole lot, Cole. I bet you he got the numbers. Shit, because they ain't missed none of the damn numbers. They ain't missed none of the numbers, none whatsoever. See, they put everything on their numbers and colors. If you notice something, Laura, Biden's wife, Laura Bush and Hillary, they wore white.
Uh-huh.
Melina wore blue, baby blue. But did you notice what Michelle wrote? She wrote something reddish, burgundy looking, meaning that she wasn't in that damn society. She wasn't in that society. And Pence is an Irish Jew.
Understand the
question.
We said ship builders and
all
Not everybody.
Hey, wait a minute. Pence is an Irish Jew. And what did the Mormon church have on?
The they had on their
coat.
Hat, and then they had the Scottish
in red, white, and blue. So all of this, see, we witnessed yesterday one of the greatest ceremonies of the ancient serpent lord. Yesterday we witnessed, and they came out in droves, and how you know them, look at all the Trump troops, and when you go back on the TV, because I know they're going to be running, the little son that's sitting over Trump, I put it on Facebook so you could catch it, to the right of him, behind him, look at his spirit, Cole.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He was bewildered.
Ooh, Cole, look at his spirit. I read his spirit, Cole. Look at his spirit.
Yeah, I checked it out yesterday. Yeah, I pointed it out.
Father.
10-year-old, look, and remember, he's 10.
Yeah, brother,
he's 10 years old, okay?
Did you see his spirit at coming in and at that whole procession? That spirit is Funky Johnson, brother. That spirit is rebellious. That he got a bad one, brother. Shit. I mean, he got a tough one. He got a tough one. He got one that's gonna see trouble. And see, all of these little things, Cole. We saw all of these signs and symbols. We speak in their and see what's so killing about it, Cole. The Bible was right that we would find out one day that we was in the ways of the Gentiles, or this serpent people, but we will finally figure out that hell, we speak in their language. We read from left to right. That ain't the way we supposed to read. See, what is left is, see, we backwards. See, the number 9 is on the left side. That's reading all the tribes of Gad. All of us used to be left-handed. Gad tribe was the last one that was in its original form of doing things with the right hand. Was the left hand. We didn't write right-handed. Fucking the subhuman wrote right-handed. The 9 is on the left, meaning that disciples, which on the perpendicular line, that's y'all telling us when we get it. But we had to be flipped over and become a 6, then disciple is on the right side. So when we born on the right side, and we was taught on the right side when knowledge starts on the left side. There's the second law of nature. The laws are opposite. Everything is 1 and 2. That's what makes the second law. The laws are opposite. So the 9 become the 6. That's mankind. Our number is 5. We made out of the 4 elements. And our shell make us 5. We're the 5th element.
Okay.
And so we our number ain't 6. If you got knowledge of who we are, the number of 6 is a man, which is mankind, and a beast, which he was, a subhuman, a beast, because he was a reptilian. He was a dragon. They tell you Leviathan. The Bible tells you about the Leviathan.
The dragon, the serpent.
What are they talking about? Nigga preachers didn't go check it out. What are they talking about? And you know what the problem was? If I asked a nigga preacher, Cole, that got 7 doctor's degrees, I asked Ned, how many times has you read the Bible? He ain't never read it in its entirety. I ain't read every book since the Bible. I read it 1,200 damn times when I left, goddamn it, Crockett, Texas in 64, called them 2 old women that made my, that's mean I hated the shit. But that's the reason I know it. And when I met you, goddammit, shit, somebody had tore your ass up because you was a bitch. I could call you in a dead sleep and ask you, well, Spritz here, and you know where to find. I ain't that tough. I know the history of that shit.
Anyway, I'm getting ready for my radio show. I've enjoyed being with you all here on Blog Talk Radio, Brother Drew and Brother DeWar. We get ready to transition to our get ready for our program.
Tell everybody how to get in touch with you one more time.
The way you get in touch with me is through we have a Facebook page called Let's Talk. So it's called Tallulah Let's Talk. That's Tallulah Let's Talk, and that is in Louisiana. And we have a radio show called ABBE 101. Listen to myradio.com. That is the radio link. You click on the link, and you can hear our radio station 24/7, 7 days a week. Through the week, we play a lot of throwback soul, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s throwback soul music. But on the weekend, we're dedicated to conscious thinking, conscious talk, and radio talk, and what we call updated information that moves the nation. Our philosophy is, you know,
hey,
whichever time
you
be gone,
Cole.
Even to you be gone, be
hey,
it big, be it small, do it well or not at all. What about
hey,
the law?
Hey, Cole.
Yo.
You got the dismissals in the ancient tongue.
Shemai, Yahawada, Yah, Ekat, Shemai, Yah.
Come out of here.
Come out of here.